Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast, presented by Aaron's Mowers and Snowblowers. Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2025, and it is ski and ride day number 69 of the season. After a few more inches overnight added to the 12 inches we received in the past few days, we've officially hit 100 inches of snowfall this season. Mother Nature has been delivering, but snowmakers aren't slowing down either, with guns still blasting on Hoyts High, Lookout Below, Wilmington, and even Boreen. Meanwhile, groomers are out in full force laying down fresh, crisp corduroy all across the mountain. We anticipate opening with 10 lifts and 78 trails on powder and packed powder conditions. As for the weather, expect increasing clouds throughout the day with a high in the mid-20s and a small chance of afternoon snow showers. Winds have calmed down, but there is still a lingering breeze, so be sure to layer up and keep exposed skin covered. Friendly reminder that there is no beginner terrain off the Gondola, Lookout, or Summit lift. Beginners should start their day at the Bear Den Lodge to build confidence before hopping on the notch to explore main side. The Empire State Winter Games kick off tomorrow, January 31st, and run through February 2nd. Expect some extra energy and traffic around the mountain, so plan ahead and allow extra time for parking and getting to the slopes. More details at EmpireStateWinterGames.com. Another event coming to town is the FIS Ski Jumping World Cup. Join us on February 6th through the 9th at the Olympic Jumping Complex and experience 4 days of high-flying action, live entertainment, and international food vendors. This year's events feature men's, women's, and mixed team competitions. Whiteface, Mount Van Hovenburg, Gore, and Bel Air season pass holders get free admission. Get your tickets now at olympicjumpingcomplex.com/SkiJumpingWorldCup2025. Thanks for tuning in and have a frosty Friday. Drive safe, ski smart, and as always, I hope to see you on the slopes.